The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
North Tonawanda officials are taking steps to contend with the growing troubles surrounding a cryptocurrency mining operation. While city lawmakers last night introduced a resolution that would place a two-year ban on any new cryptocurrency operation, the move does not resolve the many concerns regarding the DigiHost mining operation on Erie Avenue. According to the Buffalo News, neighbors have complained of the excessive noise levels emerging from the facility. Additionally, emissions of greenhouse gas carbon dioxide from the facility appear to be on the rise, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The North Tonawanda Common Council will vote on the two-year moratorium on July 16th. Catholic Charities officials are thanking the many who contributed to their annual appeal, though the annual drive fell well short of its goal. Nearly 21,000 donors worked to raise $7.9 million for the drive, which had a goal of $9.5 million. In its 100th year, the annual appeal funds more than 50 programs and services administered by Catholic Charities. In a release, despite the shortfall, officials promised, quote, "We will do all that we can to ensure to offer these crucial programs and services to more than 145,000 individuals. And a Batavia manufacturer that supplies defense contractors and other industries is looking to expand. Graham Corporation wants to add nearly 29,000 square feet of new space at their facility. According to the Economic Development Center, the $17.6 million proposal requests sales tax exemptions and other incentives. Common Council members are reviewing four new local laws that would change the timeline for Buffalo's budget process. Introduced by members Leah Halton Pope and Rashid Wyatt, the resolutions are in response to the 9% tax hike Mayor Byron Brown proposed for the current fiscal year. One proposal would require the mayor to submit a detailed budget plan by April 1st, which proponents say would give council members more time to review the proposal and make important revisions. Gloria J. Parks Community Center is one of 31 summer campsites across the city of Buffalo opened on Tuesday to 1,800 students. Through Say Yes Buffalo, camps are free for students in pre-kindergarten through 6th grade. University District Community Development Affairs Director Michael Durr says students balance learning with having a good time.
Every summer, we see growth in student reading and math abilities from the end of the previous school year to the start of the next, as well as improvements in social and emotional skills. On top of this, we have the ability to expose students to various enrichment activities like art, science, music, swimming, and a variety of recreational activities, to name a few.
Campers also have the ability to participate in mobile health clinics with access to primary care services and racial equity education. And Connect Life is putting out an emergency call for O positive and O negative blood donations. Officials say the need reached heightened levels after a teenage patient at ECMC required over 50 units of blood on Monday. Connect Life is offering incentives, including 2-for-1 beer vouchers to donors over the age of 21.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A new book celebrates one of the landmark production achievements of Buffalo-Toronto Public Media, Reading Rainbow. The new book, Creating Reading Rainbow, was launched at a special event here last night, where co-author Barbara Irwin recalled taking the Reading Rainbow van to various locations.
Kids loved it. The children who grew up watching Reading Rainbow love Reading Rainbow. And so we were like a magnet. You know, the van would pull up, but they couldn't wait for us to unload everything. We would show them an episode of the show, and then we would have all of the books out so they could sit on a little grass carpet and read books, and then we would read to them. And the kicker for them was they got a helium balloon that said Reading Rainbow on it.
The book is written by former WNED Vice President Pam Johnson and the series co-creator Tony Butino Sr. Premiering in 1981, Reading Rainbow won 26 Emmy Awards and a Peabody Award.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.